Girl's grandfather vows vengeance. Atlanta, Georgian, Monday, April 28, 1913. Standing with bared head in the doorway of his Marietta home, with tears falling unheeded down his furrowed cheeks, W.J. Fagan cried to heaven for vengeance for the murder of his granddaughter, 14-year-old Mary Fagan, and vowed that he would not rest until the murderer had been brought to justice. In a silence unbroken, save by the sound of his own sobs and the noise of the gently falling rain, the old man lifted his quavering voice in a passionate plea for the life of the wretch who had lured the little girl into the darkness of a deserted building and strangled her to death. It was an infinite grief, the grief of an old and broken man, that Mr. Fagan expressed when, with hands outspread imploringly, he invoked divine aid in bringing the murderer of the child to justice. "By the power of the living God," prayed the old man, his voice rising high and clear above the patter of the rain and the roar of a passing train, "I hope the murderer will be dealt with as he dealt with that innocent child. I hope his heart is torn with remorse in the measure that his victim suffered pain and shame, that he suffers as we who loved the child are suffering. No punishment is too great for the brute who foully murdered the sweetest and purest thing on earth, a young girl. Hanging cannot atone for the crime he has committed and the suffering he has caused.